Ah, Halloween, a fabled time of year. A time of spooky spectacle, delectable adventure, and of course, timeless stories of fright. When I was a kid, maybe no older than 13, I happened across an odd little cartoon. It was evening time. I had been flipping through the monotony of cable television when all of a sudden, I paused to investigate what was playing before me. A curious little cartoon called The Halloween Tree. A preternatural scribble with an art style all its own. It's charming. Charming enough to have captured my adolescent gaze and keep it through till now, as I near 40. Holy crap, that might be the scariest part. I digress. It was relatable from the get-go. A rambunctious foursome donned in their Hallows Night best, set off riding their bikes at top speed through winding streets of their neighborhood. A neighborhood festooned by fall foliage and Halloween decor, something my own friends and I would partake and experience on numerous October evenings. The story follows four friends trying to join up with their fifth, a boy named Pip. At the start of the story, we are shown glimpses of Pip being carted off in an ambulance as his friends approach his place on their way to go trick-or-treating. They follow the ambulance on their bikes, and this is where nefarious adventure ensues. It's a clever take on Halloween, in that it divulges the multifarious concoction that went into creating the holiday we all know today. It discusses the why on certain ghoulish trends, and gives a more grounded look at the origins of Hallows Eve and the night that follows. It does this in a way befitting of good storytelling. It does not preach nor demand that you feel a certain way about things. It just holds you in place, much like an amusement ride, and takes you on a journey fraught with eerie twists and turns. At its core, it's innocuous, but at times throughout its 1 hour and 9 minute runtime, it's frightfully suspenseful in the best possible ways. Leonard Nimoy provides superb voice to the story's sinister antagonist, Carapace Moundshroud. You'll find yourself nibbling on intrigue each time Nimoy dives into a voluble disquisition. For me, this story will always be a zenith piece of pumpkin pie that I devour over the month of October. I've read the book, watched the movie, and even procured a poster that sits in my room. The Halloween Tree is truly a timeless representation of what this time of year means to so many. And to me, every time I watch it, I feel as if I'm 13 again. Now, if that's not the sign of a movie worth watching, I don't know what is. Ray Bradbury's The Halloween Tree. A very spooky A+.